Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Burrott. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. Runnels moves to second. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Warwick moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-0, Astros. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels juggles the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nate Bart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mackenzie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a line drive towards short. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Nate Bart covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Brohite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohite hits a ball on the ground towards short. Winfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell strikes out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Don Nate Bart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nate Bart is 0-for-1 in the game. Nate Bart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Astros. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohite misplays the ball. That's an error on Brohite. Nate Bart moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nate Bart moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub moves to second. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Wynn moves to third. It's 7-0, Astros. Galen Cisco now pitching. Don Nottebart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nottebart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn scores. Lillis moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-0, Astros. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brohit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohit hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran strikes out. One out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Warwick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howie Goss now playing center field. Rusty Staub now playing first base. Al Spangler now playing left field. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spangler strikes out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 4 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Grover Powell now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Powell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields the ball and throws to Nate Bart covering. Safe. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Woodshick now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.